The 10-2 Bell Phillips Memorial Spartans look to keep pace with the first place teams in the conference. But Hall of Famer Steve Collins, the head coach, has another Hall of Famer on the other side. Kevin Bavery and his Middleton Cardinals come soaring in tonight, Dennis, winning 7 straight. And they've got their future Badger, Will Garlock, the 7-foot forward, back in the lineup tonight. It is an exciting game, and if it's as exciting as what this JV game is right now, Dennis, we're in store for a great game on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania with it 38-34, 10.2 seconds left in the JV game. I'm Hunter Vaughn, and we're just excited to get some basketball that we were supposed to play on Tuesday night, ended up getting moved to tonight, and now we're on the air because the Bucks couldn't play.
Yeah, I lived down in Jacksonville, Florida. I was in the Navy down there. And 2 or 3 times in the winter, we get some cold snaps, but never got any snow down there. Those people have no clue what to do on this. So they get an inch, they think it's the end of the world, and they have to shut everything down. But what did Houston get, what, like 6? New Orleans, 3-6, something like that?
Yeah.
Poor babies.
Well, I love Dennis, it. Dennis, they don't have any plows also.
But in Gulf Shores, Alabama, hey, that's a great spot to go for spring break, whatever. Mm-hmm. Snow and palm trees. That just doesn't mix. Yeah, that's true. No plows. I mean, there's no insulation we have up here. Mm-hmm. It's just a totally different world. So the winter wonderland. You want snow for Christmas? Go south to get it this year.
We're getting snow here tonight as we have, again, the Bell Phillips Memorial Spartans tied for first place in the Big 8 Conference with Sun Prairie East and Verona. They're hosting the Middleton Cardinals, who started the year 0-5, Dennis. But they won back-to-back games, and now for the last 5 games, like I mentioned, Will Garlock, the future Wisconsin Badger, he's back in the lineup. And this Middleton team looks like a completely different group since he's come back.
Yeah, we got to see Verona and Sun Prairie East last week, both now tied at 7-2 along with Memorial. Middleton's only a game back now. It's 6-3. You know, started out 0-5. We saw them at the 6-8 tournament. Right after that, I got to see them play at La Follette. And a big difference when you got a rim protector in there, shot blocker. Right now, coming back, not quite 100% yet. Kevin Bavery, coach, told me that Will's got, Garlick's got about 75% of his minutes. Mm-hmm. As of Monday, he's supposed to be cleared. He can play all 36 if they want him to. But right now, 12.8 points, 8.6 rebounds. They've got 5 players averaging in double figures. So Middleton, pretty balanced there. But key, they got to get as many post touches. Every time the ball comes down the court, Will Garlock should at least have a shot at it. Because how do you match up with 7-foot Bell Phillips Memorial? Their tallest players are a couple of 6'6 reserve forwards off the bench, Ben Beiler and Henry Jensen. And then not only 7-foot, but the wingspan of a pterodactyl. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Garlock has been waiting for this. I saw him at the La Follette game in street clothes, and he's kind of bummed. And I said, hey, when? He goes, hopefully Christmas. Well, here we are, the turn of the new year, and he's in the lineup just like we hoped he'd be.
It's a new year and a new Middleton Cardinals squad with Will Garlock being back into the starting lineup for the Cardinals. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. So, Dennis, you know, we talked about Middleton. They've got Will Garlock back as the teams come out onto the floor to start warming up after the JV game has now concluded, Middleton winning that one 39-34. But this Bell Phillips Memorial squad, you know, Steve Collins, I said, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He's got 483 wins on his 26-year career here with Bell Phillips Memorial. Just an outstanding coach, probably top 3 in the entire state for high school basketball. And we're starting to maybe see some of the shades of those 2005, 2009, 2011 teams that brought home gold balls to Memorial High School. They're fast-paced. They love to shoot the 3. And they want to turn this game into a track meet.
Well, the last time Memorial was at State was in 2017. JV coach just finished up here. Billy Wilson was on that team as the starting guard. They also had a guy that maybe you might have heard of before, Jake Ferguson.
Well, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, I am very familiar with the grandson of Barry Alvarez, and I would say number three tight end in the entire NFL, by the way. But that's for another show, Dennis. But, yeah, this it just feels like Memorial's back after the pandemic.
Yeah, and this is we're talking to Coach Collins briefly. He's been sick this week, so Nate Olson, assistant coach, kudos to him. We had a great conversation, yeah, two days ago about this. That this is more of the Memorial teams we're used to in the past.
Yep.
Last few years, they've had to kind of slow the pace down. They want to make this a track meet. A lot of transition threes, transition layups. Not going to see those mid-range jumpers. They want to take it to the rim or pop the threes. And both teams will be able to shoot, I think, a lot. Then they've got four guys in double figures. And Abe Dykstra, 6'4 senior forward, he's at 9.2, so he's almost there. So on any given night, of the 10 players on the floor, any of these guys can lead the team in scoring. Who is it going to be tonight? I don't know. Maybe it's for the fan duel or whatever to guess points or who leads the team tonight.
Can't do that with high school sports, Dennis.
That's a Tausch thing, right?
Yeah, with prize picks for him. But, two, one of the things with this squad for Vel Phillips Memorial, you mentioned the scoring. Four guys in double figures. Dykstra's just under double figures at 9.2. But then, two, they've got, when you look at the assists, they have Ian Wishoff. He's leading the team, averaging 4.4 assists per game. Abe Dykstra's at 3.3. The rest of their starters are all right around an assist and a half a game. So all five guys can pass the ball well. They're going to move the ball a lot. They're going to get things going up and down the floor tonight. And that just really helps then, as you just said, really accentuate that double-digit scoring from four of their five starters.
Yeah, you like just when you get Middleton. Now teams are going to be trying to collapse on Garlic. That's going to be their go-to guy. Yep. Up to this, who's going to do it? So you like to have it where it's teams can't just here's what your game plan is and that's it. Mm-hmm. You want to have people guessing. So, but again, Garlic's got to touch the ball all the time. But again, you got Riley Cann who can score. The guy that I really like, multiple sport athlete, I'm a big fan of the
yep.
two and three sport athletes, and that's Jackson Guerrero. During the football season, he had to step in for Isaiah Oliver, whose dad took a job.
Yep.
Guerrero stepped in as a wide receiver. Boom, they didn't miss a beat. Same thing here. Last time I saw him play, he popped in 18 points against La Follette, and he's averaging 14.6 a game. The big thing is, though, they're going a 1-1-3 or 1-3-1 on the defensive end. He's at the point. He had 9 steals against Sun Prairie West, averaging about 4 a game. So, he's playing both sides of it right now, but he can fill it up with the 3. Grimes was a really good shooter on the JV team last year. He can fill it up. And then to one of our former UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week, Drew Cooney.
Yep.
He's Mr. I do a little bit of everything. He rebounds, assists, sticks his nose in there. So it's a really good combination for Coach Baber. He finally got his team back.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there's this thing called soccer here.
Yeah.
He's got two players. One of them is Khan. The other is Brendan Maurer that have been going to tournaments. Khan missed a week. And that's kind of – so we don't know who's going to start in that fifth spot tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Khan. Marquise Walker been out for 6 games. He's back. And then my new favorite guy is number 5, Andrew Kasten. Spelled Q-A-S-T-I-N, but pronounced Kasten. 5'9 junior guard. Averaging only about 4 points, a couple of rebounds a game. But he is Mr. Excitement on there. He's going for loose balls. He's like a jet on going baseline to baseline. You need spark plugs like that.
Yep.
He was coming off the bench early, providing it. Now he's been in the lineup. I can see him going back. And we'll see if it's Walker, Khan, who gets that fifth starting spot. But the other four are pretty solid.
Yeah, this Middleton Cardinals team, look, you talked about the ability to steal the ball that Jackson Guerrero has at the top of that defense. But then they'll run that 1-3-1, and I've seen them a few different times. They'll move Garlock around in that spot. Sometimes he'll be right in the middle of that, of the zone. Sometimes they'll even bring him down to the bottom on the baseline. He just protects the rim, and then you got a guy up top who can take the ball before it even gets down low. It's like, how the heck do you try and score against a team like this because of what they can do defensively in this one? Dreaming of transforming your home into the space you've always wanted? Wanakee Remodeling makes it happen. whether it's stunning kitchen makeovers, cozy living room revamps, or complete exterior facelifts, their expert team is there to bring your vision to life. They're local, reliable, and dedicated to quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time. Call 608-442-0034 or visit WanakeeRemodeling.com today for a free consultation. We're inside 9 minutes to go until the opening tip-off here from Bell Phillips Memorial High School as the Middleton Cardinals come in to take on the first-place Bell Phillips Memorial Spartans. And we will come back and we will have our keys to the game next on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
Because when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the
sun goes. A Big Eight rivalry tonight on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn, along with me, the man, the myth, the legend, the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Summerow. Pizza and wings or wings and pizza? The best deals have both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for only $19.99. Order one on the app or at PizzaHut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. And I saw our street team getting our Pizza Hut student section fan cam going just before the game. And Dennis, I think it's time now we get into our keys to the game. Let's start with the visitors, the Middleton Cardinals. What are their three keys this evening?
Well, number one, penetrate the defense man or zone and get Garlock paint touches every time down. Limit Memorial to one shot. Close them out on three-pointers. Again, like I said, a lot of transition threes and layups. And limit turnovers. You got to take care of the basketball in a game like this.
And then on the other side for the home team, Bell Phillips Memorial, I'm going to guess that it involves trying to slow down Will Garlock, the 7-foot forward.
Number one, stop Garlock. Well, as they say, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. And they're going to have to limit the offensive rebounding. Middleton's got the edge and the size. Control the pace of play. Our up and down versus their grinded out. Again, 80 points a game is what Memorial's averaging. If they hit 80, they're going to have a chance to win. Middleton knows. If it's in a low-scoring game,
yep,
Middleton's got a better shot. And closing out on the three-point shooters. Again, the inside-outside game. When you got a Garlock inside, you got to get those paint touches. You got to look for those open threes. Guerrero, Grimes, and Cannon especially. Those three guys to keep an eye on.
We are counting down to the opening tip-off of this Big Eight battle between the Middleton Cardinals and the Bell Phillips Memorial Spartans. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believe that values matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. That's canopy-wealth.com. When we come back, the opening tip-off between Middleton and Bell Phillips Memorial on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
The biggest games.
Recky for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players said sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
edition of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Along with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow. It's now time for our starting lineups. First, for the visitors from Middleton, sitting at 7-5 overall, 6-3 in Big 8 play, the Middleton Cardinals. It'll be number 2, Jackson Guerrero, the junior guard. Then number 5, Andrew Kasten, the 5'9 junior guard. Number 10, John Grimes, the 6-foot junior guard. Then number 11, Drew Cooney, the 6'4 senior forward. And then number 33, the 7-footer future Badger, Will Garlock, will be rounding out the starting five. And then for the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans, it'll be number 2, Caleb Ligon, the 6'5 junior forward. His twin brother, number 4, Ezra Ligon, the also 6'5 junior forward. Then number 5, Ian Wishoff, the 5'10 senior guard. Then number 21, Abe Dykstra, the 6'4 senior forward. Then rounding out the starting five will be number 22, Anthony Miller, the 6-foot junior guard. The Middleton Cardinals tonight will be in their black road jerseys. It reads Middleton in red across the chest, but white numbers with red trim. Memorial wearing their white home jerseys with the green script Memorial across the chest and solid green numbers. Are you ready for this one, Dennis?
Yeah, bring it on. It's time to roll.
A rivalry in the Big 8. Memorial looking to stay at pace in first place in the Big 8. But Middleton is off and rolling. Ligon and Garlock, the 7-footer, wins the opening tip-off. Middleton going from left to right.
Here's a surprise, right?
Yeah, shocker, the 7-footer wins the opening tip-off. Corner 3 for Guerrero. That rattles in and good. Jackson Guerrero gets the scoring started with a 3.
Let me tell you, 3s right away.
You should see a lot of those tonight. Now Memorial trying to work the ball around. Ligon in the corner. Gets it out. Open three, and that it goes off the back iron from Miller. Quickly up ahead is Middleton. Guerrero. Now Garlock up at the top of the key. Gives it off to the right wing. Now works it around Cooney. Cooney lobs it off to Guerrero in the far corner. Guerrero wheels up to the top of the key. Off to the right side to Grimes. Grimes fires up a 3. That's off the back iron. Rebound for the Spartans. Wish off. Conducting the offense. Ligon thought about the 3, kicks it over to the corner, and that's a Miller 3. 3-3 our score. 16:55 to go in the first half.
Both teams coming out in zone defense as Middleton with their 1-3-1.
Dykstra is going to pick up a foul. Abe Dykstra, the first foul of the game. So they tried to get it inside to Will Garlock, trying to deny that, and just caught him on the wrist.
The advantage is sitting where they are between the benches here. We see all the fouls. They come right to us.
Yep.
I love it.
So all I have to do is be patient, Dennis, and not try and guess what the fouls are like I tend to do.
They'll tell us.
A turnover by the Cardinals. Dykstra gets it up ahead. Miller. Miller inside, and he wanted to try and get it to Caleb Ligon, but that's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans.
Good hustle. I've got Grimes get a hand on it.
Dykstra will inbound it. He's got to try and get it over the giant wingspan of Will Garlock. Gets it into the corner for Miller. Miller takes it out to the top of the key. Ligon off to Wishoff on the near wing. Inside for Miller, and Miller lays it in. Anthony Miller with the first five points of the game for the Spartans. They lead 5-3, 16:15 to go in the first half. Garlock on the far elbow. Gives it off to Grimes. Wanted to wheel inside. Has that poked away. Guerrero is able to get it, though, on the right wing. Guerrero guarded by Wishoff. Gets the screen from Cooney. Off to the right wing. Skip pass inside. That one's poked away. Off to Wishoff. It goes quickly up ahead. Dykstra. Dykstra lobs it over to the near side. Ligon fires up a 3. He's fouled. Doesn't make the 3, but he heads to the line for 3 free throws.
Ezra getting a chance for a first 3-point play.
That foul was on number 11, Drew Cooney, and you hear the chants of "You can't do that" from the Vell Phillips student section. So Ezra Ligon at the line to shoot 3. Chance to make this a 5-point lead early for the Spartans, and he knocks down the first one. Ezra, the identical twin of Caleb Liggins. So you're going to hear me say that name a lot when the Spartans have the ball. Second one is good. It's up to a four-point lead, 7-3 here early, 15:52 to go in the first half. And all three are good from Ezra.
Yeah, I love it. Ezra's got the, looks like, lime green Nikes. His brother's just wearing white. So
that's how we can try and tell them apart.
Besides the number on the uniform, but in case you can't see
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but sometimes I get blocked, Dennis.
That's true.
Tried to get it inside, did the Cardinals to Garlock, and it's poked away again. And then Wishoff was being harassed by Andrew Kasten, and then he kicks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals. And this frantic pace, Dennis, it just felt like Wishoff was like, I want to get the fast break going and didn't just slow down with the ball for a second to let the Cardinals kind of go past them. Garlock dribbles behind his back, hands it off to Grimes. Grimes kicks it out. Now back to Garlock on the near elbow, going inside against Dykstra. Hesitation and lays it in for Will Garlock. His first points of the game. 8-5 lead for the Spartans.
Nice little left-handed touch off the glass.
Ezra Liggin in the corner. He has it poked away by Guerrero. Jackson Guerrero brings it across the midline from left to right. Hands off to Grimes. Grimes kicks it out. Now to Garlock. Right elbow. Tries to go down to the baseline. Backs his man Dykstra down. Spins baseline. And the reverse slam is good for Will Garlock. And he flexes at the student section of Bell Phillips Memorial. It's a one-point game. 8-7. And a turnover by the Spartans. The Middleton student section chirping right back at Memorial. Oh, I love rivalry games, Dennis.
Here we go. Coming in, Marquise Walker and Riley Kahn for Middleton. A couple of subs here. Jojo Rodriguez for Memorial as well. And Henry Jensen. So a little bit of size coming in here. And Jensen right away gets Garlock.
So
nice assignment.
Yeah,
good luck.
Not difficult at all. Guerrero on the right wing for Middleton after that turnover by the Spartans.
Jensen, a football player, he put a little muscle on him.
They work around the perimeter. Walker at the top of the key gives it off to Guerrero, lobs it in to Garlock. Garlock kicks it out to Guerrero. Guerrero skips it right back inside to Garlock. Goes baseline again. Gets double team. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound for the Spartans. Wishoff going quickly. Wishoff going coast to coast. Threw some contact. He'll head to the line to shoot two after he was fouled. And that'll be the first foul on Jackson Guerrero. Second team foul for the Cardinals. I got to say, Dennis, being right next to the scorer's table, it's so nice.
Yes,
it's like
it
the
is.
Officials are telling me what the foul is.
Yep. You get all the explanations.
The first one rattles home for Wishoff. His first point of the game. 9-7 is the lead for the Spartans. 13:55 to go in the first half.
Comes part of the a lot of threes and attacking the rim. 5-for-5 at the line right now for Memorial.
Wishoff, good on the second. Back to a three-point lead, 10-7 the score. Can spinning down low and off the glass and good. The assist that time from Will Garlock. Riley Can gets his first points off the bench. Back and forth we go, 13:30 remaining in this first half. This is Memorial working it inside to Liggin. He can't convert on the layup. Rebound for the Cardinals. Can up to Guerrero. Guerrero open three. No good. But it was a travel before he got the shot off. And I think Jackson Guerrero just didn't expect to be that wide open, Dennis.
Yeah.
And just needed to slow down again.
Sometimes
just got to relax.
Surprises you. Garlock going to the bench here. Again, going to get about 75% of the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be clear till next week. So we'll see him getting frequent trips.
10-9 with 13:13 to go. Spartans lead the Cardinals. Inside for Liggin. Hesitates. Blocked from behind by Cooney. Rebound for the Spartans. And there will be a whistle on the battle for the rebound. Drew Cooney thought he had a clean block, but they're going to call the foul on Drew Cooney. That is his second foul with 13:05 to go in the first half. We've got a substitution, and Drew Cooney is going to be heading to the bench. Coming in is Brendan Maurer.
His first look at the action.
Wishoff gets the inbound pass in the near corner, dribbles up to the right wing. He's guarded closely by Kasten. Gives it off to Rodriguez. Now back to Wishoff at the top of the key. Dribbles over to his right. Hands off to Jensen on the right wing. Holds the ball up above his head. Gives it back to Wishoff. Wishoff the leg in into the paint. Kicks it out to Rodriguez. Over to Wishoff, right wing. Wishoff wanted to go baseline. Circles back into the paint. Has it stripped away by Guerrero. Fast break for the Cardinals. Guerrero, the Euro step. The contact, the hoop, and the harm. Jackson Guerrero is going to head to the line for the old school three-point play.
Rodriguez drew that foul. Middleton right in. Takes the lead.
Their first lead of the game at 11-10 with 12:34 to go in the first half. Guerrero no good on the free throw. Still a one-point lead. Wishoff conducting the offense, harassed by Guerrero as he just passes it over the midline. Ligon, far corner, and then a whistle and some contact by Marquise Walker.
Yeah, Keith with a foul.
That's Walker's first, the fourth team on Middleton. ...12-23 in the first half. Lob it in now to the Spartans. Miller on the right wing. Now Dykstra up top. Back over to Miller. Thought about the three. Shot fake. Fires one up, and it is good. Anthony Miller with the triple. He's got 8 of the 13 for the Spartans, and they're back up by 2. Walker the other end. He misses the layup. Rebound for the Spartans. Another near turnover. Miller on the deck with it, trying to find somebody to pass it off to. Gets it to Dykstra. Quickly fires it up ahead so he doesn't get the turnover call, but then it still goes out of bounds, but it was out off of the Cardinals.
Kicked the ball there.
Dennis, this is probably going to sound really weird to say, but I don't have better words for it. It is a fast-moving first half, but then all of a sudden we just get weird strings of fouls called. So it's like it's fast, but then all of a sudden it gets choppy. And then it gets fast, and then it gets choppy. Maybe inconsistent would be a good word. Ligon fires up the corner three. That one's no good. Rebound for the Cardinals. Memorial leads by 2. It's another turnover going the other way for the Spartans. Trying to get it inside. Dykstra hesitates. Through the contact, he'll head to the line for one more. Abe Dykstra gets fouled on the shot attempt. He'll be at the line. A chance to make this a 5-point lead for the Spartans. Middleton had a 1-point lead at 11-10, but then all of a sudden a run here from the Spartans. They're back up by 4, a chance to make it a 5-point lead. We're at 15-11 with 11:17 to go. Abe Dykstra at the line. And the free throw rattles in from Abe Dykstra.
Third trip to the free throw line for the Spartans, 6 for 6. One of those points counts down the stretch. You never know.
Maurer has the ball. Oh. He gives it to Garlock with the two-handed slam. Will Garlock makes it look easy at 7 feet tall, which it probably honestly is for him to dunk, Dennis, and then a turnover by the Spartans. Garlock again threw some contact, tried to lay it in, but he'll head to the line to shoot 2. It's going to be Caleb Ligon.
He goes, wait a minute, he ran over me.
Yeah, but
somebody
he was
get that license plate.
Yeah, that was a blocking foul, and yeah. He's still moving his feet. Now the good news, if you're a Spartans fan, Will Garlock, a 35% free throw shooter.
Yeah, that's one part of his game.
And then he bricks that one. So maybe you could go to that hack-a-shack sort of strategy with him, because I'll be honest, I'd rather see him at the line than dunking on me all night.
He's going to be a Badger next year. He's going to have to pick his free throw shooting up a little bit. Bucky leading the nation at free throws.
And the second one is no good. Rebound the Spartans. There's Ezra Ligon. Wishoff up to Dykstra. Dykstra on the right wing, dribbles between his legs, backs it back out, though, as he's harassed by Kasten. Excuse me, that was Can. Wishoff, down low to Miller, kicks it back out to Wishoff on the far right wing. Guarded closely by Can. Lobs it over to the near side for Ligon, back over to Wishoff on the far wing. Trying to figure out a way to get it inside against the 7-footer Will Garlock. We're down to 10:15 remaining in the first half. 16-13. Spartans lead the Cardinals. And it's another turnover and a steal for Middleton. Middleton bringing it from left to right over the midline. Walker guarded by Wishoff. Up to midcourt for Garlock. Dribbles over to the right wing. He's going to try and bring it inside, and he had the carry. Tried to slow down his dribble and get himself into a position to back down his man, and just got his hand underneath the ball. So another turnover by the Cardinals.
Oops. Didn't hear the "you can't do that" cheer that time.
Yeah, you know, you would think for how often guys hear that, they would just stop doing those things, Dennis. But they don't. Wishoff in the far corner. Passes out of the double team. Ligon fires up a three off the left iron. No good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Cardinals. 9:37 in the first half. 16-13. Bell Phillips Memorial leads Middleton here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Grimes, right free throw line extended, gets it to the low block to Garlock. Garlock passes it around the horn. The Cardinals send it. Up top to Maurer. Now on the right wing to Grimes. Grimes dribbles to the top of the key, gives it off to Garlock on the far wing. Garlock holds the ball at his chest, gives it to Guerrero. Guerrero drives in, goes with the floater, and it's good. Jackson Guerrero up to 7 points. He leads the scoring for Middleton. They trail by one, 16-15, inside 9 minutes to go. Cross court to Wishoff for the Spartans, going right to left. Miller fires up a deep three. That one rattles off, no good. Rebound Maurer and the Cardinals. Can directing the offense, hands off to Grimes on the far left wing. Maurer now to Guerrero. Just working the perimeter are the Cardinals. As it's Guerrero on the far left wing, guarded by Wishoff, tries to go baseline. He gets cut off, and then Guerrero tries a turnaround jumper. He gets fouled on the shot attempt. And that'll be a foul on number 4, Ezra Ligon. Fourth team foul, the first one for Ligon. Middleton a chance to tie it up as they trail 16-15. Guerrero at the line. Guerrero's free throw rattles out. Will Garlock heads to the bench for Middleton. Like Dennis has said, recovering from a broken foot he suffered in an AAU game back in the summer. Still not at 100% of his minutes, but they expect that to come next week for the Cardinals. Guerrero on the second one. That time, nothing but net and good. He's up to 8 of the 16, and we're tied at 16 apiece. 8:20 to go in the first half. Banya into the far corner to Wishoff. Wishoff has the ball poked away. Walker on a fast break. Walker going in. The right-handed layup is good. Marquise Walker, his first points of the game. It's a 2-point lead for the Middleton Cardinals, 18-16, 8 minutes to go.
Middleton's been more of a grinded-out team, but they'll take that fast break just like they do there.
Yeah, they know when the pick and choose their spots, and Ligon gets open underneath, and he's good off the glass. He's up to 5 points, is Ezra Ligon. Guerrero to Walker, right wing. Far wing, Can. Hands off to Maurer on the far side. Dribbles behind his back. Gives it off to Marquise Walker on that far side. Can back to the basket in the far corner, trying to back his man down. Not getting bullied, though. Spins, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Guerrero on the wing. Guerrero drives in, adjusts in midair, and he lays it up. And good. 10 points for Guerrero. He's got half the scoring for the Cardinals. And then Maurer just got a little too close that time on a pass. Picks up his first foul for the Cardinals. Sixth team foul. The ball will stay with the Spartans, working from right to left as we see things here at Bell Phillips Memorial High School. 7:14 to go. 20-18 lead for the Cardinals of Middleton. Rodriguez, deep wing three. Oh, nothing but net. JoJo Rodriguez gets the lead right back for the Spartans, 21-20. Inside 7 minutes to go.
JoJo with the J.
Then a high arcing floater from Grimes is no good. JoJo has it. He fires up another one. That one's off the right iron. No good. Gets his own rebound. Hesitates, passes off to Ligon, and Ligon is fouled on the putback. Caleb Ligon, his first bucket, and he'll go to the line for an old-school three-point play. That's the third time that I've said that in this first half, Dennis. Physical play down low tonight between Middleton and Bell Phillips Memorial.
Got to play through the contact at this level, and both teams are doing that tonight.
Nothing but net and good for Caleb Ligon. He's got 3 points. It's a four-point lead for Memorial. 6:30 to go in the half. A quick three from Middleton, no good. Rebound by Dykstra and the Spartans. He'll bring it across the midline, crosses over, kicks it out, Miller, corner three, and that one is good. Anthony Miller buries a three. He's got 11 first half points. Does Anthony Miller, it's a 7-point lead for the Spartans and a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. 27-20, 6:23 to go in the half on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. 27-20. The Spartans of Madison Memorial, or excuse me, Bell Phillips Memorial, have their largest lead of the night with 6:23 to go in this first half. Dennis, you told me they like to get up and down the floor, and I should have known from all the years of watching state basketball and Steve Collins coach teams, they're going to move up and down the floor, and they are doing it tonight.
Yeah, they're really attacking the rim, 7-7 at the line. Middleton just 1-5, so that is your difference right now for those 3 points. But again, attack the rim and transition threes, that's Memorial's game this year. They've done a pretty good job of it.
Middleton with the ball. Walker at the top of the key. Gets it inside. Has it stripped away, though, did Cooney. Going quickly. Banya, no good. Had to adjust from the defense, but they stay with the Spartans. Dykstra has it poked away from behind. And that rattles around off a couple hands, and it'll be out off of Memorial. And it'll go the way of the Cardinals. Will Garlock checking back in now.
It looked like Kasten was going to come in, but then decided, I better wait.
And then some more of the starters checking in as Ezra Ligon comes in for his brother Caleb, as well as Ian Wishoff checks in for the Spartans. Grimes running the point for the offense, gives it off to Rodriguez on the right wing. Thought about a screen from Garlock, but didn't take it. Working that perimeter. Sheehan is now in for Middleton. Garlock at the top of the key, gives it off to Walker. Walker goes into the paint, lobs it into Garlock. Garlock gets double teamed, has to kick it back outside. Around the horn, Guerrero loses it as he tried to cross over in the far corner. Another turnover by the Cardinals. 5:33 remaining in the half, 27-20. The Spartans lead the Cardinals.
Pretty fluid game, though. One team up by three or four, the next just flips.
Ligon down low. He got past his man for the open layup. He's up to 7 points, and it's a 9-point lead for the Spartans.
Good assist from Wishoff in the left corner. Found the open man and the easy layup.
Nearly a turnover by the Cardinals, but they'll keep it. Guerrero open three, no good. off the left iron and a rebound by Wishoff and the Spartans. Was harassed for a moment by Guerrero, but was able to get past him and get it across the midline. Gives it to Miller on the near wing. Wishoff between the circles, right wing. And then a corner three for Rodriguez. No good. Rattles out. Rebound by Garlock and the Cardinals. Garlock, left wing. He gets double teamed, has it stripped away by Rodriguez. Rodriguez going quickly, hands it off to Ligon. He has it stripped away in midair. It'll stay with the Spartans. Thought for a second I was going to get a breakaway dunk there, Dennis, but the defense from the Cardinals able to get back quickly.
Yep. Teams penetrate the defensive wall, and there's always somebody back door that's hanging in there, making sure that teams are going to earn it. There's no freebies out here tonight.
No, these teams, like I said, playing physical. They're going to try and get the ball. So there's nearly a turnover. Wishoff kicks it out. Ligon corner three. That one's no good. Dykstra midair with the putback. Abe Dykstra flying through the air like a superhero.
Who is that masked man? Yes.
It's an 11-point lead, 31-20. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Guerrero lobs it into Garlock. Garlock, the two-handed slam. Dennis, anything you can do.
I can do better.
Will Garlock with his third dunk of the half. 31-22. Spartans still lead the Cardinals. 3:45 to go in the half. Dykstra has it stripped away by Guerrero. Guerrero, the fast break, right-handed. Layup is good. 12 points for Guerrero. 7-point lead now for the Spartans. They were up to an 11-point lead, but then a quick spurt here by the Cardinals, cutting into that lead. Miller to Dykstra at the top of the key. Lobs it to Miller. Miller, NBA range three, too strong. Rebound Cardinals. Can crosses the midline on the far sideline. Crosses over against Rodriguez. Grimes over to the right wing. Lobs it inside to Garlock. Kicks out Guerrero. Open three. And that's nothing but net for Jackson Guerrero. 15 of the 27 points for the Cardinals inside 3 minutes. Jackson Guerrero having himself a first half for Middleton. And then Dykstra wanted to go up for a dunk, but gets blocked away by Garlock. Grimes, and then Grimes travels. Will Garlock took a shot to the gut down low. He's trying to just walk it off. We have some substitutes coming in. This is a physical Big 8 basketball game.
I think he blocked that shot with his elbow. He got up on that one.
Yeah, I think that was a moment where Abe Dykstra, he was feeling himself from that flying putback layup he had in the previous possession, and then all of a sudden was like, oh wait, that's a 7-footer in front of me, as he tried to go up for a dunk.
Yeah, teams have been challenging him in the games, and Garlock is not backing down.
Caleb Ligon was down low. He got pushed from behind on a shot attempt. That foul is going to go against Will Garlock. His first foul. The eighth team foul, putting the Spartans into the bonus as they lead 31-27. And the first one good for Caleb. Caleb Ligon, the twin brother of Ezra Ligon. So if it feels like I'm saying that name a lot, that's why. There's two of them out on the floor a lot. And of course, as I say that, then Dennis, Ezra Ligon, the brother of Caleb, heads to the bench. 32-27, 2:28 to go in the first half. Spartans lead the Cardinals. Spartans had an 11-point lead, 31-20 at one point. And the second one is good for Caleb. He's got 5 points now. And it's a 6-point lead for the Spartans. Garlock to top of the paint. Gives off to Maurer. Maurer dribbles to his left. Thought about the three. Now he'll fire it up off the right iron. Rebound for Marion Moore. Marion Moore getting his first minutes in this first half. The wide receiver and DB for the football team. He's got it in the corner. Fires up a three. And it's nothing but net for Marion Moore. So he checks in and within about a minute and a half gets his first bucket of the game.
North Dakota State football recruit.
probably one of the best all-around athletes out on the floor tonight is Marion Moore, one of our UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week.
Also went to state and track last year.
Maurer goes into the near low post, has to pass it off to Garlock. Garlock spinning, the turnaround push shot for the seven-footer is good. Garlock up to double digits. 7-point lead, a minute 20 to go in the first half. Memorial leading Middleton. Wischoff, left wing, harassed by the defender, gets it off to Moore. Now Dykstra on the right wing. Gives it down to Jensen, right free throw line extended. Goes baseline, kicks it to the top of the key to Moore. Over to Dykstra, fires up the three. That's too strong. Rebound rattles around, pulled in by the Cardinals. Inside a minute to go in the half. Wanted to go quickly, but then slows it down. Gives it off to Riley Cann. Off to Guerrero. Wide open three. Guerrero no good. Short rebound. Spartans inside 45 seconds to go with the clock running. 36-29. Wischoff nearly got called for a push-off, but he doesn't get called for it. Stays with the Spartans. Jensen fires up an air ball three. Rebound for Ligon, and he'll put it in and good. About an inch short of a dunk for Caleb Ligon. Instead, it goes in as a layup. It's a 9-point lead. We're down to 18 seconds and counting, 38-29 in the first half. Cann.
Middleton waiting for the final shot.
Maurer over to the near corner. Back to Maurer. Now Cann, left wing. Cann hesitates, drives inside, has to adjust in midair, and he lays it in and good. Riley Cann with the buzzer beater, and it's a 38-31 lead for the Spartans in this first half. Dennis, frantic first half of basketball here this evening at Bell Phillips Memorial High School. Both teams, I mean, you said that there's a chance that Middleton might slow things down, but they've really been able to kind of move quickly on offense, it feels like.
Yeah, the turnovers, they've been able to force some turnovers and get one-on-one to get open looks, especially Guerrero. And, it's right now it's free throws. You know, yep. Memorial's been making everything from the line, but both teams are kind of having their flurries. They're hitting the threes. They're scrapping. They're fighting. They're playing for a conference title. This is this is almost like a tournament game right now. You know, you're playing for seeding, a conference title, bragging rights.
Yep.
You know, Memorial won the first one. Middleton went off 0-5 start. They're on a 7-game win streak. They want to keep it going. So a lot on the line tonight. So maybe a little OT. You ready for some extra action?
I would love some overtime tonight. But we still have another half of action to go. 38-31 the score at the half. Bell Phillips Memorial leads the Middleton Cardinals. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to MadisonAxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. When we come back, we'll get some first half stats in this one, as well as hear from our UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
Time for me to fly.
Welcome back to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. 38-31 our score at the half. It's now time for our UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. Pop in or hop online at uwcu.org to join. UW Credit Union is proud to support all of the area's student athletes. Make sure to listen every week to hear who the Student Athlete of the Week is. This week from Sauk Prairie, it is Logan McIntyre.
Our ESPN Madison UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Logan McIntyre, Sauk Prairie High School. Welcome.
Good to be here with you guys.
You're a football and a wrestler, football player and wrestler. How have those sports been compatible for you?
I find them compatible because in wrestling, some of these shots, like double legs, single legs, they're finishes, and you got to drive through these guys. And like on the football field, to be successful, you got to drive through your opponent, tackle them, block them.
offensive lineman, like to play a little bit more defense, but yeah. You had a teammate, Lawson Meyer, this year that you blocked for a younger. What was it like senior year to be able to block for him and him have an all-conference year?
Felt pretty good blocking for him and helping him have a pretty successful year because just growing up together, I knew he'd be a good running back and linebacker, and it was good to see him win a couple of all-conference awards this year.
And then you guys got to the playoffs first time since 2019. And you had a couple of freshmen this year, one on each side of the ball. They got to play a little bit.
Yeah, Jameson Llewellyn, he played defense. He stepped up pretty good in his role as being a freshman. Then we had Austin Urban on offense. He had to fill in a couple games as we had one of our seniors get ejected for not being the smartest out on the field. But Austin Urban stepped up really well and played big.
Well, it's tough. It goes back to Nolan Vills as a freshman coming in. It's tough for a freshman to come in. And you mentioned Nolan. He was a walk-on. He's still with Badgers.
Yeah.
And you list him as one of your role models.
Yeah, I find him one of my role models because, like, he still comes into practices for football and wrestling, and he's always willing to take time out of his day after practice, and he'll take me aside and a couple others and give us pointers and tips on how to become a better wrestler or football player, just to help us improve our game like he's still doing today.
Yeah, his name's up on the wall as last sectional champion a couple of years ago. What are you looking at doing next year?
Next year I was looking at attending Southwest Tech for a lineman school.
And what do you want to do from a career?
I was thinking about either trying to get on with MG&E or Alliant Energy, being a lineman.
So, yeah, pretty good with your hands?
Yeah, I've always been a more hands-on learner.
Yeah, you list your favorite classes, woodcraft?
Yeah, I'd say it was wood chop class, because I always enjoyed making stuff. And last year I made a longbow that I'm able to use for hunting.
When you look back in your time at Sauk, what's going to leave the most impression from you being an Eagle?
Definitely just the true leadership that I've learned and the hard work it takes to be an athlete and all the role models that I've had throughout my time between Nolan Vills, all my coaches teach me well and what work, true hard work looks like.
Awesome. We're ESPN Madison, UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Logan McIntyre, Sauk Rear High School. Logan, hope you have a great rest of your senior year.
Thanks. You guys, hope you have a great day.
Give me the green light, because I'm ready to go.
38-31, our score at the half. It's now time for our coaches profile from Midwest Financial Group. The lineup at Midwest Financial Group consists of coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. So, Dennis, quickly, first for the Middleton Cardinals, their head coach, Kevin Bavery.
Yeah, Kevin Bavery, first time I met him, he was at Oregon High School, his 19th year at Middleton. 467 wins. He was inducted into the WBCA Hall of Fame September 2023 as head teacher over at, yep, at Middleton. And Steve Collins, 26-year, no, I did not cover him in high school.
Oh, okay.
483 wins. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2022. He's a math teacher. Love it.
Yes, he is.
Marion Moore, one of the stars, yep, here, he's got him in his stats class. So,
which, you know, he's probably asking him to do, like, advanced stats on his shots then for homework.
Yes.
Memorial will start with the ball to begin this second half, leading by 7, now going from left to right in their home white uniforms with the green script Memorial across the chest. Ligon gets fouled as he was trying to get a pass off that was poked away initially by Jackson Guerrero.
But Guerrero ends up picking up the foul.
Guerrero picking up his second personal, and we're just a few seconds into the start of the second half, so the first team foul for the Cardinals. Wishoff, right free throw line extended, holds the ball up over his head. Gives it to Miller, back to Wishoff on the near side. Wishoff, the floater in the paint, that one rattles around, no good, long rebound pulled in by Dykstra, passes out of a double team. Wishoff fires up the three and knocks it down. Ian Wishoff with the three, and it's a 10-point lead for the Spartans. They did lead by 11 in the first half. Now with the Cardinals with it. Can kicks it out around the horn. Grimes fires up the three off the right iron, stays with the Cardinals then. Garlock gets it. Grimes right wing. Skips it inside. Garlock behind the back pass. Too strong, though, from Grimes. Long rebound tipped around and controlled by the Spartans. Ligon brings it across the midline. Gives it off to his brother, Caleb. Back to Ezra on the near corner. Ezra double-teamed in the trap. Cross-court pass to Miller on the far wing. Miller over to Dykstra near wing. Off to Ligon. Fires up the three. That skips off the rim, pulled in by the 7-footer Will Garlock. Garlock working down low. Garlock gets double-teamed, tries to pass out to the corner, and that is going to be out of bounds. Just didn't quite have the right angle, did his teammate Brendan Maurer. Wishoff crosses it to the midline. They work around the horn. Ezra Ligon gives it off to Miller. Miller, the mid-range jumper. That's too strong, and it's another missed shot and a rebound for the Cardinals. Grimes gives it off. Maurer. Maurer into the free throw line. Has to back it out to the top of the key to Grimes. Now back to Maurer. Skips it inside to Garlock. Quickly passes out. Firing up a three is Can. That one's no good. And the scoring all of a sudden slowing down and sticking at 41-31, Dennis. 15:45 to go in the half.
Yeah, both teams kind of pulling up short on the threes. Another miss.
And there is another miss, and that is out off the hand of Guerrero. So it'll stay with the Spartans. Dykstra will be inbounding. But again, the tough task of having to inbound over the 7-footer Will Garlock, able to get that pass off to Wishoff on the right wing. Wishoff near free throw line extended into the corner to Dykstra. Dykstra gets it inside. Quick pass out. Tried to get the pass to Caleb Ligon, but it was too far out in front of him into the Vell Phillips Memorial Student section. And then a substitution trying to get Rodriguez in. Middleton just got a little too quick for the referees that time. So Rodriguez is allowed to check in even though the ball had been inbounded. They reset it. And Grimes off to Maurer on the near wing. Maurer wheeling into the paint. The layup too strong again through some contact. No foul and a rebound for the Spartans. Wishoff gets stopped. No travel call. Gives it to Rodriguez who gets trapped. Then to Wishoff. And now Wishoff driving gets fouled. So the first half, Dennis, just back and forth, a lot of scoring, quick basketball. Now we've just kind of gone to a screeching halt to start this second half. Brendan Maurer got called for the foul, his second, and the second team foul of the half.
Both teams kind of searching for some continuity here.
Ligon inbounds to Wishoff at the top of the key. Rodriguez near wing. To Ligon. Ligon inside. Gets it to Jensen. Jensen off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez can't convert. Jensen gets the rebound. Rodriguez at the top of the key. Now to Ligon. Right free throw line extended. Dribbles off to his left. He tried to pass it. Taken away by Guerrero, but then Guerrero can't get the breakaway and kicks the ball out of bounds. Just a... Dennis, can I say it? A gross start to this second half?
You can.
Okay, it's a gross start to the second half. 14:50 to go, 41-31 our score. We've had one made bucket. That was a three by Ian Wishoff to open up the second half of action.
Miss, miss, turnover, turnover, miss, turnover, miss, turnover.
Ugh.
That's what we've had.
Disgusting. Still a great game, though. Don't get me wrong. It's just been kind of sloppy here to start the second half.
Another turnover
taken away. Cardinals have it. Grimes goes into the paint, lobs it to Walker on the far block. Walker backs it out to the corner, up top to Garlock. Garlock dribbles to his left, picks it up, hands it off to Grimes on the near wing. Skips it to Garlock into the high post. Garlock goes down low and off the glass and good. Will Garlock gets the first point to the second half. For Middleton, 41-33.
You get the feeling he gets the ball in the paint. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Yep.
You have to deny the ball inside. If it gets inside, forget it. He's got a very nice touch, a nice finger roll off the glass. We've seen three dunks so far. What is I think he's the
not taking a shot outside 5 feet.
And another turnover. Rodriguez going quickly. Adjust midair. Can't convert. Jensen in Memorial with the rebound. Wishoff going quickly. Wishoff fakes the pass. He gets fouled as he tried to fake a pass and then go to the layup against the 7-footer Will Garlock. And now Garlock gets his second foul.
Fake a pass to make a pass there.
See, I thought he was faking the pass to try and get Garlock out of the way and then try and go reverse layup a little bit there. But, I mean, honestly, Dennis, you know basketball far better than I do. You've covered it for far longer, so I'll trust your judgment there. So you think he was passing, faking the pass to make a pass?
No.
Okay. 41-33, 13-39 to go in the game. Memorial leads. The inbound pass knocked down by Garlock, picked up by the Cardinals. Grimes going from right to left between the circles. To Kasten, down low to Garlock, kicks it to the corner. Grimes up to Walker on the near wing. Skips to Cooney. Now to Cann, back to Garlock on that far block. Garlock, the behind-the-back pass, and it is good to Drew Cooney who converts.
Beautiful ball movement. All five players touched it on that sequence, and they found the open layup underneath. Nice pass by Garlock.
Marion Moore knocks down a three. Marion Moore, 2-3.
Splash on that one, yes, from the left corner.
It's a 9-point lead, and then Abe Dykstra got a little bit of a hook on Garlock. That's the first team foul and the first foul for Abe Dykstra. And that's the problem when, I mean, Abe Dykstra, he's a big guy, but he's a 6'4 forward trying to defend a 7-foot forward. And we have another whistle, slowing things down again. This time, Caleb Ligon. So that's his second foul and the second team foul. Still a 9-point lead for the Spartans. Garlock at the free throw line. Gets it into Cooney. Spinning down low. And he's able to convert again. Drew Cooney back-to-back buckets. Rodriguez, right wing. Gets trapped. Tries to skip to Wishoff. Wishoff able to split the double team and get the pass. Dykstra nearly loses it. Dykstra on the far side. Now he does. Poked away by Walker. Walker going against Wishoff. The Euro step. No good. Rebound for the Spartans. Quickly up ahead to Rodriguez. Rodriguez hesitates. Realizes he has Garlock in front of him. Backs it out to Dykstra. Dykstra's pass rattles around off a couple hands and out off the Cardinals.
Trying to get the ball inside. Cooney knocked it away there.
Yep.
Good defense. Interior.
And we've got a full timeout on the floor. 12:15 to go in this one. 44-37. Spartans lead the Cardinals. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
Head Carolina, tails California, somewhere.
12:15 to go in the game. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Wish off. Off to Ligon. Ligon to Moore. Now Rodriguez at the top of the key. Wishoff near wing. Circles around to Ligon. Back to Wishoff. They'll just work the perimeter. Moore on the far wing. Now Rodriguez, far free throw line extended. Fake to pass inside. Just working the perimeter is this defense or this offense. Mid-range jumper for Wishoff. That one's no good. Rebound for the Cardinals. 44-37, Spartans lead the Cardinals. Middleton gets it inside to Garlock, who passes it off down low, and it is good from Andrew Kasten, his first points of the night. It's a 5-point lead for the Cardinals.
That's three assists for Garlock in the second half.
Dykstra, nothing but net.
Flash.
Quickly the other end, Abe Dykstra knocks down a three. Kasten, far wing. Now Rodriguez between the circles. Garlock on the near wing, trying to back it down low, but he gets double teamed. Working through the double team, splits it, can't convert, gets his own rebound though, kicks it out, Rodriguez, three, bang! Excuse me, that was Jackson Guerrero.
On five, that was Kasten.
Oh, it was Kasten.
Kasten from
my
the top
goodness.
Of the key, yeah.
Got blocked by the official that time. It's a 5-point lead for the Cardinals.
Four assists now for Garlock in the second half. Finding the open man inside, this time outside.
Garlock on the wing. Oh, tried to pass it inside that time and no good. Wanted Drew Cooney. And the Spartans pick it up. They lead by 5, 47-42. Ligon, the mid-range jumper. That's blocked away by Garlock, his second block of the night. Rodriguez fires up a deep three, just skims off the rim. Rebound, Marion Moore on the near side. Off to Wishoff. Wishoff guarded by Guerrero. Closely, too. Tried to pass it inside to Dykstra. That ball is poked away, and then it rattles around, and it's going to be out off of the Spartans. And it was right in front of the Memorial bench, and they're not happy about that one, Dennis.
Nope, not at all. Just take care of the basketball, though.
And that's where it'd be nice if you could have that instant replay in basketball, see whose finger that went off of. But instead, it stays with the or it goes to the Cardinals, who trail by 5, 47-42. Walker, head fake, drives baseline, no good. Rebound by the Spartans. Ligon going quickly, gets harassed as soon as he gets across the midline. Dykstra near wing. Now Miller on the near corner, dribbles it up to the wing. Skips it to the between the circles for Ligon, off to Rodriguez on the far wing. Banya off to Ligon on the far corner. Now Miller, far free throw line extended. Overhead pass to Rodriguez, has the ball poked away, picks it up. Oh. The floater through the contact as he's falling down, and good for JoJo Rodriguez. He has 5 points, 7-point lead for the Spartans. Inside 9 minutes to go in the game. Corner three, no good. Dykstra and the Spartans have the rebound. Miller thought about a three, instead pulls up for a 15-foot jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound rattles around, and we have a whistle underneath. It's going to be a foul on number 11, Drew Cooney. His third foul, fourth team foul for the Cardinals. Two team fouls right now for the Spartans. 49-42, 8:46 to go in the game. Spartans lead the Cardinals here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Ligon, overhead inbound pass all the way out to Banya. Off to Miller on the far free throw line extended. Showing a little bit of that trap defense that the Cardinals like to run. Ligon on the near wing. Miller around the horn, Banya, pass fake, fires up a three, does Rodriguez, and that's nothing but net. JoJo Rodriguez, back-to-back buckets. He has 5 second half points, 8 points on the night. It's a 10-point lead for the Spartans. Guerrero off to Walker, back to Guerrero on the near wing. Dribbles between his legs to Walker on the corner. Walker passes inside to Cooney, and Cooney with the floater and good. Cooney, 6 points in the second half, 6 points on the night. Down to an 8-point lead inside 8 minutes to go.
Cooney's sneaky good. He's gotten inside three times for little layups off the glass.
And he's doing that with Will Garlock on the bench for the Cardinals. But Ezra Ligon drove baseline and got fouled.
Better think that's Cooney's fourth foul.
Yep, that is Drew Cooney's fourth foul, fifth team foul of the half. Oh, Ezra Ligon heading to the free throw line. From the first one, nothing but net and good for Ezra Ligon. Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student athletes and wish them all the best this season from rehab to ortho care. Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. And the second one rattles around, no good. And I believe that it was his brother, Caleb. That was Caleb with the putback, helping his brother out. It's up to an 11-point lead. The largest of the game for the Spartans, a three-point attempt from Grimes goes off of the side of the backboard. Excuse me, that was actually Brendan Maurer on that three-point attempt. So a turnover. It'll go to the Spartans, who lead by 11. Again, they led by 11 in the first half when they were up 31-20. Now it's a 55-44 lead for the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans. Miller at the top of the key has it poked away. Guerrero coast to coast, right hand and good. Jackson Guerrero, his first points of the second half. He's got 17. 7:10 to go. Rodriguez, right wing. Thought there was a foul. Miller fires up another NBA range three. Rodriguez gets the rebound, stays with the Spartans. He's in the far corner, picked up his dribble, has to get it off. And then quickly, Ligon wanted a dunk, but he is fouled hard underneath. Ezra Ligon will head to the line to shoot two. He wanted that dunk. He thought he was wide open for it. Instead, goes to the line for two. John Grimes gets his second foul, 16 foul. 6:54 to go in the game, 55-46. Spartans lead the Cardinals.
Grimes goes, not in your house. He wouldn't let him get it. He'd rather give up the make it the free throw line.
Yeah, and that looked like a violent foul because of the way that Ligon just ended up going down to the deck. The first one hits the front iron and then rolls in and good. But it was still a good, clean play. It's just kind of what happens when you're trying to go up for the ball and you both go up at the same time. You, all of a sudden your arms, you expect them to go straight up and suddenly they're
hard
pointing
foul,
towards
yeah.
the floor. So it just looks like a really hard foul. 10-point lead, 56-46.
Well, if you're going to foul, make sure he earns it.
Yeah, exactly.
No cheapies.
And the second one, good for Ligon. He's got 10 points on the night. 11-point lead for Memorial.
And Memorial Grimes. Now 12 of 13 from the line.
Working the perimeter are the Cardinals. Can, mid-range jumper off the right iron, rebound the Spartans. Dykstra. Dykstra quickly up ahead. Rodriguez. Rodriguez lays it in on the fast break. 7 second half points for JoJo Rodriguez coming off the bench. We're up to their largest lead of 13 points now for Memorial. Walker adjusts in midair. Marquise Walker responds back with a layup. 59-48. Wishoff thought about going baseline, realized the seven-footer Will Garlock was there, and then got fouled from behind by Grimes as he was trying to spin away out of the traffic. Third foul on Grimes, seventh team foul on the Cardinals. So Ian Wishoff heading to the line for a 1-1 with an 11-point lead, 6:08 to go in the game. The first one, no good. Rebound pulled in by the Cardinals, and you've guessed it, Dennis. Will Garlock, the seven-footer, gets the rebound. Guerrero off to Grimes on the near wing. Kicks it out. Guerrero fires up a near corner three, and he tickles the twine with that one. That was a perfect shot. It's an 8-point lead for the Spartans and a timeout on the floor. That is called by Steve Collins and the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans with 5:54 to go in this one, leading by 8. The video stream of Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania tonight, it's sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case with offices in Madison and Baraboo. Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com.
Inside a little full court press here.
And with 6 minutes to go, 8-point game.
Oh.
Ligon just took a shot to the face. As Middleton was going for the steal.
That should be on 10.
And that is on number 10, John Grimes, his fourth. So Grimes and Cooney, two starters, both with four fouls. And that's the eighth team foul. As Caleb Ligon heads to the line, knocks down the first one. So he'll get to shoot one more. Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. 60-51 the score, 5:46 to go. Second one rattles out, rebound for Walker and the Cardinals. Can brings it across the midline, gives it off to the right side to Guerrero. Guerrero gets a screen from Garlock, goes inside, kicks out for the corner on the near side, back out to Walker up top. Wheels into the paint, kicks it back out to Can on the right wing. Now to Garlock on the far low block. Wanted to get a cutting Can. Instead, it's a steal by Rodriguez. He's going to go coast to coast and then is knocked down. Some calls for a goaltend that time. I don't think Steve Collins is going to get that call, though. So Rodriguez heads to the line. Third foul on Jackson Guerrero. That's who they called that on. And Rodriguez hits the first. 61-51 now. 5:18 to go in the game. And the second one off the back of the iron, no good, but it goes out off the hands of Marquise Walker. It'll stay with the Spartans, who lead by 10, Dennis.
Oh, that's a tough one. What's up for it?
And the "We Can't Hear You" chants coming from the Vell Phillips Memorial student section to the Middleton students. They're feeling this one inside 5 minutes to go and a 10-point lead and the ball. Wishoff. On the far wing, trying to dribble out of the trap, able to pass out to Rodriguez. He has the ball over his head, gets trapped on the sideline as it poked away by Walker. Walker going quickly, doesn't have numbers. Rodriguez steals it right back from behind, goes back to the Spartans. Memorial going left to right in their home white uniforms and the script green Memorial across the chest, lead by 10, 4:40 to go. Dykstra between the circles, dribbles off to his left. Back to the near side to Wishoff. Wishoff passes down low to Rodriguez in the near corner. And then it's going to be another foul called on that steal attempt. Jackson Guerrero now has four fouls. And we're into the double bonus with 4:28 to go, Dennis, and a 10-point lead for Memorial. This is going to be tough for the Cardinals to come back now.
Well, definitely.
Four fouls. Abe Dykstra hits the first. He's up to 9 points on the evening. Now Dykstra for the second one. He knocks that one down. 10-point night for Abe Dykstra with a 12-point lead and 4:25 to go for the Spartans. Garlock left of the point, hands off to Rodriguez. Now to Garlock, mid-paint, goes baseline, gets double-teamed, splits the double-team, and with the right hand puts it in and good. 14 points, 3 blocks, and I don't know how many rebounds, Dennis, for Will Garlock.
4 assists in this quarter alone.
You mean half?
Did I say quarter?
Yeah, you said quarter. It's like, when did they switch from quarters?
In the
Dennis?
Three quarters of the half.
Okay. Inside 4 minutes to go. Memorial just trying to play a little bit of keep away against this zone trap that the Cardinals are running. And then as soon as I say that, the Cardinals get a steal. Can hop step into the paint and good. Riley Can, his first points of the second half, 63-58, 3:30 to go in the game. Rodriguez on the far side. Over to the near side, Wishoff. Dykstra between the circles. Dykstra holding, lobs it to Wishoff, near side. On to the far side to Rodriguez. at nearly midcourt. He does have his dribble while he's being harassed by Guerrero. Now does to Dykstra. Top of the key, down to 3 minutes to go. And Rodriguez. They're just going to try and keep play keep away, just avoid that five-second call. Wischoff is going to have to. Gets it off to Ligon on the far corner. Now back out to Rodriguez. Dykstra on the elbow and dribbles out to midcourt. Such a smart move that time by Dykstra.
Don't have to take a shot.
Exactly.
And, next foul is the double bonus.
And there's a steal. Cool. Quickly ahead, Guerrero. As the Cardinals have it now into Garlock. Garlock tries to go with a hop step layup. Can't convert. Dykstra and the Spartans get the rebound. Dykstra up to Ligon. Now Rodriguez had an open layup. Doesn't take it, though, and wheels back out to the wing. And Rodriguez, he's going to get fouled as he was being trapped in the near side. It's a timeout. I thought that they got a little bit of wrist that time, but instead it is a timeout with 2:25 to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 63-58 our score on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. 63-58 our score on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania with 2:25 to go in the game. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believe that values matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. Inbound pass is to Wischoff, who takes it into the backcourt and now crosses the center line from left to right. Drives into the paint, kicks it out to Ligon. Now Rodriguez, left wing. And it's again, like we said, we're just going to have
3 seconds.
And there is a 3-second violation that was, I believe, on Dykstra. Just didn't quite realize, I think, that he was up at that free throw line, so he just had his feet in there. Didn't realize where he was, I think.
I call that a brain fart. Forgot where he was. I really like this Memorial team. There's no dominant player on it, just a lot of good players.
The corner three is no good off the left iron, and it's another rebound for the Spartans. And Riley Cann fouls Wischoff as he was being harassed crossing the center line.
And here comes the parade to the free throw line now.
So we're inside 2 minutes to go. 1:59 on the clock. 63-55, Spartans lead.
16 of 18 from the line for Memorial tonight. And just as they say that, jinx.
Dennis, you know, I feel like we've talked about this, Dennis. I've changed my mind on the broadcaster jinx. I used to believe in it. And I don't know if we ever do a baseball game, if we're in a perfect game territory, if I'll bring it up. But I've just decided the universe is chaotic. It is random. Things just happen. So I'm going to say if somebody hasn't missed there from the line. Wischoff converts on the second one. He's got 6 points tonight. Garlock, right wing for the Cardinals. They trail 64-55, down to a minute 45 to go. Corner three is off the back iron. Rebound rattles around. Walker and the Cardinals have it. Maurer fires up another three. That one's short, no good. Rebound picked up off the deck by Wischoff. And then he was on his knees picking it up and gets basically, like Dennis said, tackled by Riley Cann. That'll send Wischoff to the line. 64-55, a minute 36 to go in the game. GRB Academy wants to be a part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000-square-foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, travel teams, GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for baseball player in your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. Ian Wischoff makes the first one. 10-point lead, 65-55, a minute 36 to go.
I've been following this kid for 4 years, Wischoff. Came in kind of a, how do I say, scrawny freshman, whatever, and get pushed around a little bit. Now he plays through contact, physical. Yeah, I think he might be a nice cornerback, outside linebacker, the way he hits. And right there he makes his free throws.
He makes both of them to make it an 11-point lead for the Spartans. Walker crossing over, thought about a reverse, instead gives it off to Grimes, who's fouled on the shot attempt. Doesn't make it, though, but he'll head to the line to shoot two. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. The first free throw is no good for Grimes. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Grimes knocks down the second one. That's the first point of the night for John Grimes for the Cardinals. It's a 10-point game.
Came in averaging 10 points a game, so they've done a nice job on him.
And, you know, averaging 10 points a game, they're down by 10 right now. If he was up to that 9 points, completely different ball game, Dennis. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Cardinals with a minute 6 to go on the clock. Rodriguez lobbing that inbound pass all the way down to the far side. Ligon has to take it, and then he slips down, but I think they're going to get Grimes for his fifth with the contact. Yep. And he got into that vertical space that time.
Not my night. Some nights it isn't, John.
Yep.
And come back to fight another day.
John Grimes fouls out with 1 point on the evening. Again, came in, did John Grimes, averaging 10.2 points per game, 3 rebounds and 2 assists. He just struggled all night with this defense for the Spartans.
Yeah, both Guerrero and Garlock had combined for 25 in the first half, 9 in the second. So tighten up the defense definitely in the second half. And another free throw.
And the second one is good after the first one missed from Caleb Ligon. 67-56, a minute 4 to go. The Cardinals roll the ball up to midcourt before it's picked up by Kasten. Now gives off to Walker, left wing. Walker goes with the 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound for the Spartans. Wischoff picks it up. Has to zigzag his way through the defense of the Cardinals. Gets it across the midline, still being harassed. Now gets fouled as he was just about to have the ball stolen away from him. And that's happened multiple times tonight, Dennis, where the Cardinals, they're just a split second away from a steal, but then they get called for a foul as they trapped the ball handler.
And that's Guerrero's fifth foul.
Jackson Guerrero fouling out. I've got Guerrero, Dennis, for 20 points on the night.
So do I, yeah.
Came in averaging 14 points. I always like to double check with you. I'm not good at math. Sometimes I miss things, so I always like to make sure that I have the right number there. I need my fingers and toes to get to 20.
You better than Strophy?
I don't know if better is the right word. I think maybe equal in the math department. I'd make Steve Collins very disappointed in my math skills.
He always would look at me and go, is that right? I go, I don't know. What do you think? Is that a question or an answer?
The second one from Wischoff off the front rim, no good. Down to 40 seconds to go in the game. 68-56, the score. The Spartans lead the Cardinals. Garlock, mid post, goes baseline, spinning through a double team, passes it off, kicks it out. For a three, that is denied. Oh, my goodness.
Get that out of here.
Andrew Kasten thought that he had an open three. And Caleb Ligon said, not in my house. Sent that to the fifth row of the Middleton student section. And then a ball deflected off of the backboard, I believe, is the call there. So
yeah,
it's
off the back, so it stays.
So it'll stay with the Cardinals. That was an impressive block, Dennis. He came running from the free throw line out to the wing and got that block and sent it into the student section.
Track coach should be out here recruiting him for that one. Boy, he's got some hops.
Then a travel called after a steal by Memorial. So, again, stays with Middleton. We're down to 17.6 seconds. It's a 12-point lead, 68-56. Spartans lead the Cardinals. Garlock gets the inbound, gives it to Cooney down low, and Cooney is able to lay it in. 10-point game. We're down to 7 seconds. Wischoff crossing over. And then Wischoff just bypasses the layup, runs the clock out, and we have a final score, 68-56. Or excuse me, 58. I have no idea where I got the 58-56 from, Dennis. 68-58. The Spartans get the win over their Big 8 rivals, the Middleton Cardinals. Dennis, this game really didn't disappoint. There was the foul trouble in the second half that Middleton ran into, and that's really where that lead just kind of stuck, and they weren't able to really battle their way back in this one. But they get a 10-point victory, and they keep pace with two really good teams in the Big 8 in Verona and Sun Prairie East, and it's looking like a three-horse race that's going to go down to the wire in the Big 8.
Yeah, this puts Middleton back two games back now, but snaps their seven-game win streak. But four and double figures for Madison Memorial tonight. Very good balanced scoring. We really like the Ligon brothers. I've heard they've had a great season, and I believe it. Wischoff handling the ball. Dykstra, Moore off the bench, Rodriguez. I mean, that's a very good combination. They're about eight deep. And no real size. That's the one thing. But against a seven-footer tonight, yep, they were able to neutralize it. He got his dunks. What I end up with 14 points for Garlick?
Yep, 14 points, but he's averaging 12.8 points per game. He's probably close to his average of 8 rebounds per game. But the thing was, yeah, he had those dunks early on. He had a couple of great blocks, but it wasn't like Garlock ever was really taking over the game or doing the things that sometimes a 7-footer at the high school level can really do.
He had 4 assists in that spurt in the second half, too, yeah, where he was giving it up, so he wasn't trying just to get his points or being selfish. He was trying to get his teammates involved in it. But I thought Memorial did a very good job with their zone, trying to deny him the ball. He didn't force a lot either. But once he got the ball within about 5 feet of the basket, one drop step, and boom, he was going to take it to the hole, which he has to. You got that, and he only got to the line once tonight. Mm-hmm. Missed both free throws. If you want to score a bunch of points, layups and free throws. He's got the layup and the dunk part down, but not the free throw.
Got to go to the John Tanjay School of being a free throw merchant for the Badgers.
Well, we saw Chris Davis in his 61-point game at 15 for 15.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a big part of it.
It definitely is. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. And Zimbrick Honda, they've been a part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbrick Honda, Dennis, you can buy 3 tires. You get that 4th one for how much?
$1.
That's right, just $1. Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get the final tallies for points, run through some of those stats, and wrap things up from Vell Phillips Memorial High School here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
The dog days are over. The dog days are done.
68-58, our final score here from Vell Phillips Memorial High School. I'm Hunter Vaughn. With me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summer, out here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Dennis, you know what time it is in our post-game show. It's time now for the Pizza Hut Player of the Game.
No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outperformed this player tonight. The Player of the Game is presented by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Dennis, tonight for the Pizza Hut Player of the Game, as we were off-air trying to figure out exactly who the heck do we pick in this one, there wasn't anybody that really was like, oh my gosh, this was such an incredible game. So we decided to give it to two players on the winning side for Vell Phillips Memorial. Who are your Pizza Hut Players of the Game?
Well, let's go with the brothers tonight, Ezra Ligon and Caleb Ligon. Caleb had 11 points, and his brother, Ezra, had 10. They were one of, let me see here, double figures tonight? Oh, my God. The whole freaking team was in double figures.
I've got pretty much 5 of them.
Yes. That was in the balance, but I think the way they had to play inside against Garlock tonight, mm-hmm, both of them did a good job inside. I think Dykstra did, too. Miller hit some big threes for them. Yes.
As head coach Steve Collins comes over, says that he hopes it was entertaining. It absolutely was, Steve. Thank you for the great show
tonight.
He was
sick in bed when we talked to him 2 days ago. He couldn't even talk. So
yeah, it'll be.
I asked how he's doing. He goes, I'm here.
Yeah.
So I don't think he would have missed. You know, he would have crawled here from home.
Exactly.
His wife wouldn't have let him come. Billy.
Yeah, Steve is one of those guys. He's definitely not going to miss a game at all. That was your Pizza Hut player of the game. Pizza and wings or wings and pizza? The best deals have both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for only $19.99. Order on the app or at pizzahut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. Dennis, some final thoughts on this one as Vel Phillips gets the victory over Middleton, 68-58.
Well, let's look at the keys here for Vel Phillips Memorial. Stopping Garlock, limiting their offensive rebounding. I thought they did a good job. Memorial really crashed the boards tonight. Control the pace of play up and down. They grinded out versus the grinded out. And closing out in the three-point shooters in their outside game. They gave up only 2 3-pointers in the second half and 2 in the first half, only 4. So I thought they did a really good job of that. Again, the pace of play, this is now more the Memorial team we used to see 5, 6, 7 years ago. Last time they were at State was 2017. Last year Steve was with us up there for the Division I state championship.
Yep.
He said he'd rather be down there on the floor. He's got a good shot at it this year.
Yeah, like I said in the pregame, I'm starting to see some shades of those old teams of Memorial when we saw that run from 08 to 2011 of going to the Kohl Center for those 4 straight years and getting 2 championships in 09 and 2011 for the Spartans. This has been Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Zimbraconda has been a proud part of the Madison community since 1973. They're your one-stop shop for over 250 new Hondas to choose from. Whether you're looking for a sedan, SUV, or a truck, their selection of new vehicles is second to none and has exactly what you're looking for. Stop in today at their location on Fish Hatchery Road to check out the all-new 2024 Honda Prologue, Honda's first all-electric SUV, or browse their car selection online at ZimbrickHonda.com. That's ZimbrickHonda.com. Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. Dennis, you're going to be back at it on Saturday night for a girls' basketball game. We'll see the Vel Phillips Memorial Spartans taking on the defending Division III state champions in the Edgewood Crusaders. We expect that one to be an entertaining one Saturday night. You and Riley Yauch on the call.
Yeah, that's going to be a 6 o'clock game. And then after that, I'm going to try to hustle over to Monona Grove because at 7:20 is the Wanakee ranked 4th in Division I. going against Mount Horeb, ranked number 1 in Division 2. The last Badger Challenge, that'll be the last game. They're dropping the series now. They've gone to large school and small school. Last week for the girls, large schools won 7 of 8.
Yeah.
And most of the games weren't even close. So rather than have those losses hurt those schools when it comes tournament time and seeding, they decided they're going to be done the same thing. So MG, great place. Danny Zweifel, the head coach, going to be the host. So going to sneak over for a couple of games, go over to Edgewood, and then try to get back for that game. But we've got a Madison Memorial team fighting with Verona for the girls' Big A title, and Edgewood in the Badger South right now in first place. So great basketball on Saturday. And hopefully the weather will cooperate. We're not going to have another sub-zero 50 below wind chill factor day.
I don't think we will.
It's gonna
coming
be
up 30s, this weekend.
So no,
yeah, we're expecting good weather this weekend. Again, this has been Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Alongside me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow. I want to say thank you to our video producer, Pablo Iglesias, for making us look good on YouTube, as well as then our audio producer back at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, Chrissy Birdsall. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.